Escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
Seven. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1971, the Soyuz 11 mission was launched by the Soviet Union. Its three-man crew docked with the world's first space station, Salyut 1, and set a new space endurance record by living aboard the station for 22 days. But disaster awaited this crew as they returned home. And there's nothing easy about setting up a space station. On this day in 1973, astronauts Pete Conrad and Joe Kerwin conducted one of the riskiest spacewalks in the history of the American manned space program, trying to repair and salvage NASA's first space station, Skylab.
Just take your time. Okay, Houston, we're out there. We have the debris in sight. There looks like enough room to get the cutter. And I'm trying to help Joe stabilize.
After spending 3.5 exhausting hours trying to free a trapped solar panel that was preventing Skylab from charging its batteries, the two astronauts were caught off guard when the panel popped open, nearly sending Conrad tumbling into space. The only thing connecting him to the crew's Apollo capsule was a life support umbilical hose.
Take care of our seat gyro. We ain't got any of them.
Okay, we're looking at it.
All right, I'll tell you where we are. We got the wing out locked. The outboard panel and the middle panel are about half the same amount. And the third one is not quite. Now, Joe, I think before you come in, you better take a look up there and make sure that third one is clearing all the debris. Everybody's bugging me. All right? I'd do that myself.
Conrad later admitted that he feared for his life more while trying to fix Skylab than he ever did walking on the moon. Born on this day in 1950, the star of the Alien Nation TV series, Gary Graham. You may also remember him as the Vulcan ambassador, Saval, in Star Trek Enterprise.
Ernie, just trying to pull your plug. All you care about is getting horizontal. Well, keep it up. You get horizontal in a corner slab.
Look, Sykes, it's the Sardinac, man. I can't help these urges. They're out of control. What do you want from me, man?
The same thing I've wanted for 3 weeks, for you to sit down and shut up!
Liam Neeson was born today in 1952.
You're a Jedi Knight, aren't you?
What makes you think that?
I saw your laser sword. Only Jedis carry that kind of weapon.
Perhaps I killed a Jedi and took it from him.
I don't think so. No one can kill a Jedi.
I wish that was so.
Groundbreaking computer scientist Alan Turing died today in 1954. And in 2015, one of the most recognizable members of the Hammer Horror Film Repertoire Company died, actor Christopher Lee.
What if I told you that the Republic was now under the control of the Dark Lord of the Sith?
No, that's not possible. The Jedi would be aware of it.
The dark side of the Force has clouded their vision, my friend. Hundreds of senators are now under the influence of a Sith Lord called Darth Sidious.
I don't believe you.
The Viceroy of the Trade Federation was once in league with this Darth Sidious. But he was betrayed 10 years ago by the Dark Lord. He came to me for help. He told me everything. You must join me, Obi-Wan. And together, we will destroy the Sith.
In 1969, Doctor Who was in over his head and found himself up against one of his own people.
Stealing a TARDIS. Oh, I'm not criticizing you. We are two of a kind.
We most certainly are not.
We were both Time Lords. We both decided to leave our race.
I had reasons of my own.
Just as I had.
Your reasons are only too obvious. Power.
Some milestone classic rock albums released on this date. Pyramid by the Alan Parsons Project in 1978. Abracadabra by the Steve Miller Band in 1982. And the final studio album from The Police, 1983's Synchronicity. In 1985 on this date, Weird Al Yankovic released the album Dare to Be Stupid. In 1993, a Cardassian with a secret was captured on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Good afternoon. I assume this is the problem.
Lock him up.
I haven't done anything. Then why did you run?
I'm trying to get away from this Bajoran fanatic. Look at the hate in her eyes. She'd like to kill me.
Oh. And why would that be?
Well, it's obvious I'm a Cardassian.
He's not just any Cardassian. He's a war criminal.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.